This is Summer of StoryCorps on 90.5 WESA, where each week we bring you stories from Pittsburghers recorded by StoryCorps last fall. I'm Maria Scapoletto. This week, husband and wife Ike and Ada Izakoye. The Izakoyes have called the Pittsburgh area home for decades, but both are originally from Nigeria. In fact, both were in the U.S. in the 1960s when the Biafran War broke out. A conflict that would influence the future of their native country and Ada and Ike's own lives here.
What do you think you're proudest of in life or having done in life?
You know, there was a lot of civil war in the country where we came from, and a lot of people died while we were in the United States. So some of us who were outside, you know, the country, you know, had great obligation to try to figure out how to pull everybody together after the war, and which required us to make incredible sacrifices to relocate people, to feed them, to engage them, whatever else that we have to do to make a living, or perhaps even send them to school. And that took way over several years, you know, to accomplish. So looking back, you know, trying to bring people that are totally demoralized and starving, you know, back to life was one of the biggest things that stand in my, as one of the accomplishments, things that I'm very proud of. And looking back, some of them have done very well.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you come to be who you are, and, you know, what has this taught you, and how do you feel about the experience?
Well, that war, there's no doubt about the influence, but I had, as you know, such a different childhood. Came from Africa to England to Canada to the United States, back to England, back to Africa again, then back to the United States again as a teenager, and so many different places. And it's just really hit me that I am all of those places. But now that I've reached this advanced age, I really feel that that's what's made me. How about you? What's been so special for you about living here in America?
First, the language, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You think you speak English until you come here. You realize you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least not American English.
Mm-hmm. It's just understanding the nuances.
But one of the things, of course, is America is full of people of different, you know, it's spectrum of human life, from extremely very generous, extremely very tight, and extremely very critical, extremely very welcoming. So you see all that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, their generosity in general is huge.
Yeah, America has been incredible. But you know what they say about America? It's the best second chance nation in the world. And for some people, it's also the best first chance nation. But you're so right. The Americans are tremendously generous.
One other thing that I need to ask you is, you say you are getting to an advanced age.
Uh-huh.
What has living all these years taught you?
As long as we're ambulatory, dance.
Yeah, do what you have to do. Yeah. Dance, dance like it's the dance of your life.
And that's
it.
True.
That's,
I agree
that's,
with
that's
that.
That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Ada and Ike Izakoye, speaking as part of our Summer of StoryCorps series. Find more online at WESA.FM.
Summer of StoryCorps is made possible by Hilda and Freddie Fu and the Pittsburgh Foundation.